It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for joining us for another exciting edition of Pioneer Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX Central, Dave Fisher, your agent, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, the Piers School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Piers Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Piers, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on YouAreTheirSports.com.
And good evening and welcome everyone to Memorial Athletic Center for Piers Volleyball versus Little Falls tonight. Hello everyone, Rick Graham with you as Flyers being introduced by Gene Poser, the public address announcer here, under the direction of Carmen Johnson as the head coach of the Little Falls Flyers. The head coach of the Piers Pioneers is Lisa Klein, but Lisa not here. Lisa and her husband Brian, parents, Friday, a new baby boy for Lisa, born Friday, Blake Klein. So it'll be the assistants for the Pioneers running the show, I would guess, tomorrow night as well. And for the foreseeable future for Coach Klein, as Steph Andres and Janae Swanson will team up to lead the Pioneers. So Piers and Little Falls. Little Falls won this matchup last year over in Little Falls. It went five. Flyers prevailing 3-2. Pioneers this year carry into tonight a record of 9 wins, 11 losses. Most recently, they won at Holding Ford on Thursday night, a 3-1 decision. They've won 2 in a row and 3 out of 4. So the Pioneers playing some of their best volleyball of the season at the right time of the year. For the Flyers, they come in carrying a record of 2 wins, 16 losses. They have not won in a while. Their last win, you go back to the Sauk Rapids tournament back September 12th, a month ago to the day, September 12th, when they beat Holding Ford. And their only other win came 2 days prior in a win over Foley in Granite Ridge Conference play. They've lost 14 in a row. So Piers Little Falls in volleyball will get started after this.
Hi, this is Steve, owner at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls. By now, you probably know that we are your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, but I want you to know we are so much more. We offer an array of services, including Dish Network sales and service. We have a full line of LG TVs that we not only sell, but we also deliver and set up. We can set up your whole home with an audio system, and we also offer monitored security. If you haven't shopped us in a while, I'm inviting you to stop in and check out all that we have to offer at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, both teams are out on the court. Flyers, purple jerseys, black shorts, white letters and numerals. Pioneers wearing red tonight, black shorts. The libero in all black, and that's Jordan Jansen. She checks in, replacing Casey Brzozowski. As the Pioneers will have the opening serve, and it'll start with Brianna Hopkins. Hopkins joined by Jordan Jansen, Hannah Call, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Cassie Schmea, and Kylie Porter. And we're underway as here comes Little Falls on the first attack. It's blocked back by Schmea, played to the Flyer back row, and they'll free ball it across where Jansen comes up to play it. Now Hannah Call sends it back. Up front, Dorn for Fregeen, and that's long. Melanie Dorn. And this is kind of an anniversary date for Dorn. She blew out her knee in pregame warmups against this Piers team in this match last year. She's wearing a big leg brace. There's a tip up front blocked by Stuckmeyer. 2-0 start. Service again for Brianna Hopkins. Sends it back row. Up to the net. Dorn in the middle. Left-hander Fregeen winds up, and there's a winner. That is Fregeen. The senior left-handed outside hitter. Now it's her turn in the serve rotation. Melanie Dorn, Robin Nearing as the serve goes out. Wide right. 3-1 Pioneers, and now Jade Porter will come in replacing Hannah Call, and the libero Autumn Zupko comes in for Little Falls sporting the white jersey. Stuckmeyer serves, played by the Flyers up front to Dorn. Now free ball across by Rachel Boris. Up to the net in the middle. Schmea got it over to Dorn. Free ball at the net, tipped over by Little Falls' Rachel Boris. 3-2. And off the bench for Little Falls will come Casey Steinmetz, a junior. She'll come in to serve and replace Sydney Berg, one of the middle hitters. Good serve, played to Stuckmeyer. Popped it straight up where Hopkins back to Jordan Jantz, and off the block, Dorn keeps it alive. Flyers scramble and get it over. Stuckmeyer for Hopkins. Near side attack, Kylie Porter zips it across. Good dig by Zupko, and it falls in front of the Flyers on their side of the net for a 4-2. Piers lead, and now Claire Reardon comes in. Casey Brashovsky re-enters, and Schmea and Jansen will sit. Reardon to serve at 4-2. Game one is just underway. Here comes Dorn from the near side. Cut it over for Jade Porter. Now Brashovsky will just knock it across. Back row for Zupko. Here's an attack from the post, hit into the net. That was Robin Nearing short. 5-2 Little Falls. Service again for Claire Reardon. Plays it up to the net. This is Steinmetz for Dorn. Dorn down the middle for the winner. Melanie Dorn makes it 5-3. Service now for Little Falls with Robin Nearing. Good serve to Reardon. Up front, Hopkins feeds Kylie Porter. Blocked. Up front, Tara Motschke denies, and it's 5-4. Service again for Robin Nearing, trying to tie now. Nearing directs it to the middle back for Stuckmeyer. Far side, Jade Porter cuts it across. Ready for it was Motschke. From the back row, Zupko across. Now Hopkins in the middle, Brashovsky off a tip and down. Casey Brashovsky. 6-4 Pioneers, and Kylie Porter to serve, and Leah Furman enters the match, replacing Hopkins. Good serve by Porter. Up to the net comes Steinmetz. Running up to knock it across was Motschke for the Flyers. Jade Porter off a feed and got it inside the back line. That was a good set up front from Furman. 7-4. Kylie Porter at the line to serve. To Zupko. Now to Steinmetz from the far side. Dorn sends it wide into the Pioneer bench, and it's an 8-4 lead. Here's the serve again for Porter, and that goes right off the fingertips of Rachel Boris in the back row. 9-4 lead. Fregeen will replace the libero Zupko for Little Falls. Kylie Porter. And there's going to be a winner. An ace off the middle back. That was Nearing. Sending it into the crowd. And it's 10-4. A good run going for Porter at the line. And Zupko sends it back. Fregeen flips it forward. And finally, they just free ball it over to Brashovsky. Porter for Porter. That's Kylie for Jade. And that counts. From the near post to the far post. And it's an 11-4. Service again for Kylie Porter. 7-point Piers lead in the opener. To Zupko, up to the net, played by Steinmetz, tipped over by Jade, and it's off of the Flyers. That is touched last by Dorn as they battled at the net, and it's a 12-4 lead. And the whistle. Porter, another good serve to the middle back. From the near side, knocked over by Machki. For Brashovsky, little dump over. Nice dig by Fregeen. Machki again, blocked up front by Brashovsky. Fregeen keeps it alive. Machki tips in an ace. Finally, on her third effort, Tara Machki found an opening. Nice play. And it's 12-5. Service now for Little Falls' Rachel Boris. Porter will be called in the net. And it's 12-6. Lead for the Pioneers. We're in the opener. Good serve to Stuckmeyer. Kelsey up ahead now. It will be Furman down the line. Dug out by Steinmetz. Fregeen sends it in the middle for Dorn, and she found another opening in the middle. Pioneers have left that spot of the floor open. Right down the heart, and a couple of little short placements into the middle of the defense have earned a couple of points for the Flyers. 12-7 now. Stuckmeyer able to dig a low serve. Furman rips it across. Zupko and a hammer there by Brashovsky. Played well again by Autumn Zupko. Fregeen with the left hand. Dug out by Reardon back row. Here's Porter Jade to the back near side. Dig by Boris. Here's a chance for Dorn. Pioneers cover there with Kylie Porter. Furman feeds Jade Porter, and she delivers another winner. Jade Porter makes it 13-7. And now Call will replace Jade. Piers up by 6. The JV swept tonight for Piers, winning all 3. Here's a Hannah Call serve. Up front, this will be a free ball across. There was Brashovsky to block. It's sent back by the Flyers. Now Kylie Porter back sets for Furman. Sends it across for Steinmetz. Tipped over by Dorn to the net. A tip by Kylie Porter. Ready there were the Flyers. Fregeen winds up and delivers off a block of Brashovsky. Laura Fregeen drilling it off the right hand of Casey Brashovsky to make it 13-8. And now Dorn to serve. And it's a good one to Reardon. Reardon off now. Furman down the line and in. Leah Furman down the near sideline in front of the scorer's table here. Makes it 14-8. Cassie Schmea back in. And Jordan Jansen in to serve. And Jordan the libero. Here is the serve played to the back row to Rachel Boris. Knocked over by Little Falls' Sydney Berg, and Kylie Porter tried a little ace tip and came up just short, hit the top of the tape and rolled back onto the Pioneer side. Robin Nearing back in for Little Falls, replacing Autumn Zupko, 14-9. And the Pioneers play it with Hannah Call, gives it Stuckmeyer. She will not get it over. 14-10. Another serve coming for Tara Machki. And it's played to Jordan Jansen. This is going to be a chance for the Flyers, but the Pioneers were ready. Porter gives it to Furman. Furman deep, played by Dorn. Up now Fregeen. Nearing across and in. Robin Nearing split down the middle. And the Flyers are pulling it in here. They are now within 3, 14-11. And the serve. Off Call. Will she be able to get it? Yep, Furman did. And now a Stuckmeyer free ball. Pioneers set up their D. Here comes Fregeen with a tip. Played by Call. Kylie Porter in the middle for Schmea off a Flyer tip up front. That was played by Berg. Berg gets it back. And Call will get it over on the third attempt. Good effort. Here's Vergeen again. Tip, and she hit the antenna, or she pushed it outside the antenna. And it's 15-11, and now Hopkins back in, replacing Furman. Pierce 15, Little Falls 11. In game number one of this best of five. Dumped over and in by Dorn. Heads up play by the senior, Melanie Dorn. 15-12, and Fregeen to serve. Played to Stuckmeyer. This will be a chance for the Flyers, and they paid it. Berg saw that one coming as the serve received from Kelsey Stuckmeyer floated to the net. And it's a 15-13 game with Fregeen serving. The lefty sends it to Jordan Jansen. Good pass to Furman. Cross for Kylie Porter, knocked back by Berg. Hopkins now would have got a whistle, and the Flyers will get another point as Pierce in the net. Porter in the net, and it's a one-point game. Fregeen serving for the tie. 15-14 serve. Schmea hit it backwards. Stuckmeyer tracks it down, and now Cassie gets it across to Fregeen. Up for Melanie Dorn. Here's Nearing from the near side. Blocked by Porter and Schmea. And it's 16-14, and now Jade Porter in for Hannah Call. Serve played up front. Here's Dorn in the middle. Nearing whacks at it. Dug out by Jansen. Now it's Schmea. Just knocking it across to Autumn Zupko. Dorn back set. Big hit coming. Blocked there by Porter and Schmea. Another chance at the net. Tipped across. Good play. Stuckmeyer. Jansen with an athletic play in the back row. Now it is Stuckmeyer. Flyers blocking well up front. And Jansen will get a free ball over. Here comes Little Falls with Rachel Boris for Nearing to Jansen again. Dig. Jordan from Hopkins knocks it across to Zupko. Up for the Flyers. Big hit. Hopkins with an excellent dig. Sent it right back. Again in the middle for Berg. And Jansen with another dig. What a defensive effort by the Flyers and Pioneers here. And finally, the Flyers get the point. Wow. Excellent play on both sides. 16-15. And Casey Steinmetz comes in, replacing Sydney Berg. Echoes long. Steinmetz too much, and it's 17-15. Reardon and Brashovsky in. Schmea and Jordan Jansen out. Good serve to Zupko. Up now, Steinmetz feeds Dorn. Blocked up front. No, it hit the net and came back. That's a four-hit violation. 18-15. Reardon to serve again. Service up now, back set. Here's a hit and block by Jade Porter off the attempt by Robin Nearing from the far side. 19-15. Carmen Johnson says timeout for the Flyers.
A great place to gather before, during, or after the game is the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Tuesdays are Taco Tuesday. $1 tacos, dine-in only, starting at 5 p.m. Thursday night, it's Spaghetti Night, and there are delicious daily lunch specials throughout the week. The Brickyard features a fabulous full menu to satisfy anyone's taste and hunger. With a few days of nice weather still ahead, take the opportunity to enjoy the outdoors on their new beautiful patio. You can watch TV indoor and outdoors. And the holiday season will be upon us soon, and the Brickyard's Banquet Hall is the perfect place to host your holiday gathering. Contact the Brickyard at 468-6250 to make your holiday reservations. The Brickyard says, go Pioneers!
Piers 19, Little Falls 15. We're in game one, best of five, play to 25, must win by two. As Piers Little Falls meeting on the volleyball court. Serve gets over. Now the Flyers play it. Here comes Dorn knocking it. We're Reardon up to the net for Hopkins. Cross court, Jade Porter. Played up there by Little Falls. And it'll get Dorn on a free ball. Reardon now for Hopkins. Who does she want? She wants Kylie Porter, and that's a winner. Back row. Kylie Porter sneaks it inside the line. 20-15. Service for Reardon. Played by Motschke. Dorn from the near side. Backcourt for Stuckmeyer. Here's Jade Porter off a feed from Hopkins. Again, good. Jade Porter has it locked in. 21-15. And into the Flyer lineup will come Kylie Hanfler for the first time. 21-15 in favor of the Pioneers. Here's the Reardon floating serve. Racing up, Brzozowski will tip it down. Casey, as Motschke came flying up and just got a piece of it to keep it in play. Otherwise, it would have dropped for an ace. And she sent it right to Casey, who knocked it home, 22-15. Now set at the net, Steinmetz, Dorn, and that went wide. The pass sailed and went out, 23-15. Timeout for the Flyers. Pioneers are up by 8. Coming down the home stretch here in Game 1 from Pierce.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Pierce, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Back to Pierce, game one. Pierce 23, Little Falls 15, Reardon serving for the Pioneers. And it's across to Autumn Zupko. Up for Casey Steinmetz. Dorn blocked up by Brzozowski, and they won't get it over. Casey Brzozowski sending one right back. And it's game point in game one, 24-15. Reardon for the game. Played by Zupko to Steinmetz. Now Dorn on a free ball over. Reardon plays it well. Hopkins to finish. Brzozowski off Zupko. Now it's Steinmetz to the net, tipped over nicely by Dorn for the winner, 24-16, as Melanie Dorn again with a tip. And now Robin Nearing comes back in, and she will replace Kylie Hanfler. Serving is Nearing with from the near corner. Good serve right to Jade Porter. Hopkins from behind the 10-foot line, and Reardon sends it across. Now Steinmetz sets, blocked up front, played by Jade Porter. Hopkins for Kylie at an odd angle, but she cut it across. Good dig there and got it back over to the Flyers. Hopkins now, Jade Porter on a tip. Good dig up front by Motschke to keep it alive. Stuckmeyer for Pierce, back to the net for Hopkins. Brzozowski unwinds and wide. 24-17. Another serve coming for Robin Nearing. Nearing to Stuckmeyer up front, Hopkins. Porter again for the potential finish, and it's good, and that's the game. 25-17, it clipped the line, says Tina Bozer, the down line official on the right side of the court. And Pierce takes the opener, 25-17, as the teams switch sides. And we'll be back for game two from the MAC after this on You Are There Sports.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family, with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own, or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
All right, we've played a game, and it went to Pierce 25-17. So Flyers are first out on the court. And they will start game two with Victoria Whittington out there, joined by Sydney Berg, Laura Fregeen, Rachel Boris, Tara Motschke, and Melanie Dorn. Now the Pioneers out, Cassie Schmea, Kylie Porter, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Brianna Hopkins, Hannah Call, Casey Bershovsky was now replaced by Jordan Jansen. One game to none, Pierce, game two about to commence. Flyers have the opening serve with Laura Fregeen awaiting the whistle. As referees check rotations. Now Fregeen's got the volleyball, and here we go with game two. Good crowd as expected here for these two local communities. Fregeen serve is played to Stuckmeyer. Up to the net, nice feed, and it's a first attack and a winner for Schmea. That is good passing from the back row as the Pioneers got it to Kylie Porter right in the middle at the net. And the serve for Hopkins now is an ace. 2-0. Hopkins with an ace serve to start off for Pierce in game two. Bree again. Knuckles it over to Autumn Zupko, the libero. Dorn races over. Tipped across, and that's a nice play, but the Pioneers punch it over. Back row, Jordan Jansen keeps it alive. Call for Kylie Porter off a tip up front of Berg. Now Dorn in the middle for Berg. Tip and down. Nice play by Little Falls' Sydney Berg. She'll be replaced now by Steinmetz, who will come in to serve. Pierce 2, Little Falls 1 in game number 2. Steinmetz rifles in an ace. Jansen misplayed that. 2-2. Flyers did not have a lead in game 1, so this is their first opportunity to lead now in a game, in a match. Up front, Hopkins, cross court for Kylie. That one is off the back row. A lunging effort by Tara Motschke, and it deflects off her, and Pierce gets the point. And they're back up 3-2 with the serve. It's Kelsey Stuckmeyer to serve. 3-2 lead for the Pioneers. Stuckmeyer sends it. Far back corner, up to the net. Steinmetz feeding Dorn, tips it across. Hopkins ready, up to the net. Porter for Schmea tips, and that deflects off of Little Falls' Victoria Whittington for the point. Good tip there by Cassie Schmea. Gives Pierce the 4-2 lead. Stuckmeyer up to the net. Here is Steinmetz. Dorn knocks it over for Hopkins. Porter for Jade Porter, blocked and down. Dorn got a piece of it, but not enough as Jade Porter picks up another kill. Jade with 7 kills already. Big number for Jade. Service for Stuckmeyer again. Big student crowd here tonight. This is as full as I've seen the red zone. There's a big hit by Dorn off the block of Kylie Porter on the far side. Gets the serve back to Little Falls at 5-3. And back to serve goes Rachel Boris, a junior. Boris ready. To Jordan Jansen, up to the net where Porter unwinds again. This time it's Kylie Porter. Good feed from Hopkins, 6-3. Now Reardon and Brashovsky come back in. And Claire will serve. Schmea will sit, as will Jordan Jansen. Pierce 6. Little Falls 3. We are in game number 2. Good serve. Up front, Steinmetz wants door near side. Long, just long. Pioneers are in the court to my right. Flyers to the left. And the serve. There's Zupko back across. Now from the far post, Machke played up front. Brashovsky with a tip. Played by Dorn. Nice play. They push it back to the middle. Knocked over by Rachel Boris. Hopkins far side for Kylie. Tip and down. Kylie Porter recognizing the double block coming at her, and she just lifted the ball over the 4 outstretched hands of the Flyer blockers up front. 8-3, Reardon serving. Played up now for Little Falls. Near side, big hit by the Flyers, Dorn, but sent right back to the Flyers off of Hopkins' dig. Dorn a second try there with Stuckmeyer. Over for Brianna Hopkins. Now Steinmetz has it. This is Whittington to the middle for Dorn. A third try, and that's low and in the net. A couple of good digs in the back row there by the Pioneers. Bree Hopkins and Stuckmeyer. 9-3. Service for the Pioneers. Reardon up. Steinmetz wants Dorn. And Hopkins can't get to this one. It deflects off her as Melanie Dorn able to deliver the kill shot. 9-4. And the side out will come for Little Falls' libero, Autumn Zupko. Pierce took the opener, 25-17. Zupko to serve. One-step approach. That's going to go long. Kelsey Stuckmeyer followed that one, tracked it all the way until it landed outside the boundary. And now Leah Furman will come in for Brianna Hopkins. Furman, Brashovsky, Jade and Kylie Porter, Reardon and Stuckmeyer for Pierce. It's Kylie Porter serving and low and in the net, 10-4. For Little Falls, they've got Tara Machke. Now Sydney Berg returns, replacing Casey Steinmetz. The libero, Autumn Zupko, serving is Melanie Dorn. Just got it over. Excellent serve, but the Pioneers play it. Free ball by Reardon across to the middle back. Up front, Dorn races up to set. Fregeen unwinds a lefty kill shot, and it's long. Laura Fregeen has not found the range yet. And it's 11-5, and it'll be Hannah Call replacing Jade Porter to serve. Hannah ready? And Hannah directs her serve long. Rachel Prisbilla raises the red flag, and it's 11-6. Now it's Machke up in the rotation for Little Falls. She stands at the far back corner, about 5 feet behind the line. Sends it back over for Reardon. Kylie Porter for Leah Furman, and that's a winner off the libero. Zupko in the back row. 12-6. We've got volleyball action tomorrow night as well. We'll have Pierce at Maple Lake tomorrow night. Returning to conference action, into the lineup now comes Brooke Shelstead for the first time. She goes into the middle back spot. Didn't play in game one. Jordan Jansen, the libero, into serve. Got it across. Fregeen near post, tips it across. Jansen ready in the back line. Here's Stuckmeyer off a Kylie Porter feed. Free ball at the net. Kelsey, good dig in the back row by the Flyers, but the pass to the net by Shelstead goes low and into the net, and it's a 13-6 advantage. Coach Johnson up, instructing her Flyers. Service for Jordan Jansen. Up to the net, Dorn. Dorn with a dump over and in. Melanie Dorn caught the Pioneers that time, and it's 13-7. Pierce 9-11. They've got tomorrow night at Maple Lake, and then they've got Belgrade Brutinel Rosa remaining on their schedule, and that's it for the regular season. That'll be a home match next Thursday, the 22nd, with the Jaguars. Service up front. Here comes Furman. Took a little something off, and Dorn keeps it alive. Good effort by Fregeen, and the Flyers will play it across. Here's a tip by Berg. Dug out by Furman for Call. Passes back up, tipped over by Kylie Porter to Laura Fregeen. Dorn short set for Berg, blocked up front by Schmea. Fregeen again with a nice defensive play in the back row. Pioneers have Kylie Porter feeding it over for Stuckmeyer, and Fregeen with her third dig this series. And a nearing hit will sail along to the wall. Laura Fregeen, good work in the back row, but nearing's hit goes long, and it's 14-7. And now the Pioneers will send Brianna Hopkins in for Leah Furman. 14-7, Hopkins to serve, right to left. Brianna plays it up front. Here comes Berg, Jansen, another dig. Boy, has Jordan elevated her defensive play the last week or so. Good hit from the near side by Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer ripping it off the arm of Nearing for the point, 15-7. And Hopkins ready once more. Berg up for Dorn in the middle. Tipped across and another point. That was Rachel Boris. That's been the most effective play for Little Falls. Those little tips right in the middle of the Pioneer defense. Pioneers have not covered that as well as they would like. 15-8. Steinmetz in to serve. Up to the net comes Hopkins, wants Jade Porter, Kylie, wide near side. 15-9, another serve for Casey Steinmetz. Up to the net, Hannah Call. Hopkins back set, big hit coming by Stuckmeyer, dugout. Zupko back row, there's Jansen. Now Hopkins wants Stuckmeyer near side. Blocked up front and down by Dorn. Dorn with the block. 15-10. Flyers with Steinmetz at the service line. To Jordan Jansen. Good pass. Hopkins, that is a difficult play there, though, as there was nobody to come up and get the set from Bray Hopkins. And the Flyers will get another point. 15-11 now. Steinmetz, free ball to the net. Jansen's pass goes into the net. And the Flyers are on a little run. 15-12. And at the line again to serve is Casey Steinmetz. The junior hit the net, got over. Stuckmeyer able to play it. Now Hannah Call sends it across up front for Steinmetz. Here's Dorn with a free ball to get it over to Kylie Porter at the net. Hopkins for Stuckmeyer block, back played by Schmea. Hopkins wants Kylie again. Dug out by Steinmetz, sends it right back to the Pierce side. Hopkins, this is going to be into the net. I believe Hopkins. Nope, they get Stuckmeyer for it. And it's a two-point game, 15-13. Six unanswered points for Little Falls. They were down 15-7. Here comes Schmea. Delivers a rocket off Steinmetz, and the Flyers able to get it across. Excellent play. That ricocheted up in the rafters. Now Jansen hits it low. 15-14. Timeout. Pioneers will use a timeout as the Flyers have scored seven in a row. It's Pierce 15, Little Falls 14 in game two.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Little Falls will try and continue their run as coaches Andries and Swanson use a timeout here to try and stop the momentum as Casey Steinmetz has served eight straight points, 15-14. Hannah Call up to the net in the middle, tipped over by Cassie Schmaes. Steinmetz plays it back to the back row. Again, here's Kylie Porter down the line. Zupko, back row dig. Steinmetz, this will be a free ball over by the Flyers, played by Schmaes. Hopkins across, Stuckmeyer. Well, oh, she hit it short into the net, and we're tied at 15 now. 15 apiece. First lead opportunity again for Little Falls. Jansen up for Hopkins. In the middle, Schmaes tips. Played there by Little Falls' Boris. Knocked over by Nearing. Now it's Porter again. Kylie to Zupko on the Flyer side. Nearing sets Dorn. And that is wide. Had to look to the line judge and the flag came up. 16-15 Piers. Jade Porter comes in for Hannah Call. At the line to serve, Stuckmeyer. Free ball at the net. Schmaes got to it as the serve receives, sent back over. Jade Porter tips it across, played by Steinmetz. In the middle, Dorn. There's another little tip in the middle. 16-16, side out serve. Piers won the opener, 25-17. Serving for Little Falls is Rachel Boris. Boris for Jordan Jansen, racing up to play it now. Hopkins back to Jansen. Boris back roll for Steinmetz in the middle. Dorn blocked up front, and that's an ace block for Cassie Schmaes. Dorn took a whack at it, and Cassie had the answer there. 17-16. Both teams make a substitution now. Nearing will sit down for Little Falls, and Whittington is back in. Reardon is in for Schmaes to serve. Brzozowski in for Jansen up front. Played up to the net. Here's Steinmetz for Dorn. Stuckmeyer played that one. Now Kylie Porter off the block and good. Kylie Porter deflected it off the block of Tara Motschke to give Piers an 18-16 advantage in game two. Claire Reardon at the line. Reardon to Zupko. Now Steinmetz. Dorn with a winner off the block of Brzozowski. Casey just got a piece of it and a ricochet to the wall. 18-17 now. Side out, and here comes Laura Fregeen into the lineup. Fregeen will be in the front row. The service is for Robin Nearing. Nearing to Stuckmeyer. Hopkins now in the middle for Brzozowski. Good play in the back row by Little Falls' Boris. And that'll go wide off an attempt from Motschke. 19-17 Piers. Here's Furman in for Hopkins, and the libero Zupko is in for Nearing. At the line to serve, Kylie Porter. The sophomore to Zupko. Back row for Boris. Tipped over by Steinmetz. It'll give Piers a chance to set something up for Brzozowski. Off the block, Casey Brzozowski. Off of Motschke up front, 20-17. Porter will get another serve. Zupko will sit. Nearing comes back in for Coach Johnson. 20-17 service for Kylie Porter. That's going to go long. Oh, she played that. Should have let it go, and it's going to drop. Nearing played that. That was going to go long. Pioneers will take the point, 21-17. Here's the serve for Kylie. That one was played to Boris. Fregeen, left-hander, rolls it across the tape, tipped over by Brzozowski, but it'll go wide. Fregeen rolled one across the top of the net, and it was tipped by Casey Brzozowski, but it rolled outside to the adult spectator side of the gymnasium here at the MAC. And now serving is Little Falls' Melanie Dorn, and Furman will send it long. 21-19, Pioneers lead by two in game two, trying to take a two-game lead. Dorn serving for the Flyers. To Reardon, that's gonna be a free ball for Fregeen, and she hit it. Fregeen gets it inside the corner for her second kill, and it's a one-point game, 21-20. Jansen comes in for Reardon. Here Here's Dorn serving to Ty Stuckmeyer. In the middle for Brashovsky. Back row, Dorn with an excellent play. Passes to the net, Fragin tips it across to Stuckmeyer. Now Kylie Porter, played there by Boris. Dorn in the middle for Berg, tipped and down. We're tied at 21. Sydney Berg has tied this one up. Service is across, back row play. Jade Porter from the 10-foot line, got it. Jade Porter unties it, 22-21. Hannah Call will come in to serve. Jade will take a seat. 22-21 in favor of the Pioneers here. Serving for Call. Played to the back row, up front, Dorn sets. No, dumped across, sent right back by Brashovsky. Now Brashovsky will block Fragin, and Fragin will send it off Jansen, and we're tied again at 22. Service coming for Little Falls as Tara Mochke. Mochke for the lead now, late in the game. And Furman can't get to a ball. And there's the first lead of the night as the Pioneers will use a timeout. Little Falls has taken a 23-22 lead in game two.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
We are late in game two. Little Falls just took their first lead of the night. It's 23-22. Flyers have the serve. Piers now out of timeouts. That was the second they've used this game. Coach Johnson has both of hers still available. Zupko, the libero, in for Nearing now. At the line to serve, Tara Mochke. There's the whistle. Mochke ready to serve. Long, 23 apiece. Service error ties up game two. And it's Jordan Jansen to serve. Here's Shmaya back in. Reardon and Brashovsky sit as Jansen and Shmaya re-enter. 23 apiece. Jordan Jansen serve. Back row, Autumn Zupko. Off for Fragin. This will be a free ball over by Boris. Jansen passes up front for Kylie Porter. Off balance, Stuckmeyer off the block, but it goes wide, and Piers has game point. 24-23, Jansen to serve for game two. Timeout for Little Falls. We'll be back after this.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local students.
All right, back to action. Jordan Jansen to serve for the game. Plays it up front. Here's Dorn. Who does she want? Fragin. Blocked up front by Shmaya. Back to the Flyer side. Fragin again. Back row to Kylie Porter. Furman plays it. This will be Jansen. Can she get enough on it? She got it over from the free ball on the back line. Dorn for Fragin. Tip. Call was ready and waiting. Furman for the win in the middle. Shmaya. Back row to Zupko. Now Dorn will set it up. Short set. Berg blocked up front by Shmaya. Fragin takes a whack and it's in. 24 apiece. We're going to have extra points in game two. 24-24, Laura Fragin will serve. Fragin running jump to Call. Kylie Porter takes it over for Stuckmeyer. Down the line, played to the net, and over by Burr. Good play by Little Falls. Now Jansen up front. Kylie Porter wants Schmea. Dumps it over back row for Machke. In the middle for Berg. Big hit, but long. 25-24. Another game point for Piers. Zupko will come in for Fregeen in the back row. And it's Hopkins coming in for Furman to serve. Brianna Hopkins will serve for the game. Piers 25, Little Falls 24. Hopkins sends it back row with Dorn. Now wants Berg. Berg with the winner. And we're going to go 25-25. Sydney Berg finds the range. Here comes Casey Steinmetz in. She'll replace Berg. Got to win by two, and it's 25-25. Steinmetz serving. Good serve to Jansen. That's an awkward pass. Oh, and now it's game point for the Flyers. 26-25, Little Falls and Steinmetz will serve for the game. Piers out of timeouts. Here's the serve. And it's to Call. Backwards play, Jansen. And Call, did she get it up and over? Yes, she did for Dorn. In the middle, here comes the winning shot for Dorn. And the Pioneers and Flyers are tied at one. 27-25. Extra points go to the Flyers, and game three is coming up.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Johnny Casper, member of the Piers football team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud of and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. We would like to thank Select Therapy for offering their service to the Piers students free of charge. Physical therapist Andrew Hedrich is doing a great job helping our athletes. Thank you to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thank you to everyone who makes this Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you.
We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
All right, teams have split a game, and we go to the swing game. Game three, this best of five, is tied 1-1 as the Pioneers took the opener 25-17. Little Falls tying things up with a 27-25 win in game two. So we'll go at least four tonight. And the serve for Piers left to right. Brianna Hopkins starts it off. To the net, and this will be free balled over by Rachel Boris. Up front, Hopkins. Near side, Kylie Porter. Blocked, played by Little Falls. Fregeen now. Boris off a tip. Hopkins will play it for Porter. In the middle for Stuckmeyer. Long, and Little Falls grabs the first point. 1-0. Service now for Laura Fregeen. Fregeen sends it across, sinking. Played, though, by Jansen. Tipped over and hammered and down by Berg. 2-0 Flyers. Fregeen again to serve with a two-point lead. Laura's serve played over to Hopkins. Came up, hit the light, came right back down and dropped. 3-0 Flyers. Not much that Cassie Schmidt, she was the nearest Pioneer. She dove for it, but out of her range. 3-0 lead. Fregeen now ready. Sends it across to Call. Just in front of the line. Now Kylie Porter rolled it across the tape. It got over. Hopkins played back by Steinmetz, and Kylie hits it into the net. 4-0 Little Falls. Fregeen at the line once again to serve. Game apiece. Fregeen to Stuckmeyer, and here's a good pass. Hopkins in the middle. Schmea tips off a block, and there's the point. 4-1. Pioneers on the board in game three. And now Jade Porter comes in for Hannah Call. Autumn Zipko replaces Laura Fregeen. Stuckmeyer to serve for the Pioneers. Kelsey Stuckmeyer sends it right to Zipko. Dorn's back set to Berg. Played by Stuckmeyer, but nobody there to come and get it. It was an awkward set there by Kelsey. She was off balance as she made the play and didn't get a lot of height on the ball. And nobody could get to it in time, so it's 5-1 Little Falls, and they'll have the serve now with Casey Steinmetz. Steinmetz low and over. Stuckmeyer, now Hopkins, and Jansen has to play it from the back line. Got it well deep to Zipko. Near side, nearing off of Stuckmeyer. 6-1. That was Robin Nearing with the winner. Steinmetz will serve again. 5-point Little Falls lead. Nearing back row, and the Pioneers are scrambling, and they'll get it over. Zipko up to the net. Dorn unwinds. Blocked, though, off of the Flyers. That was Cassie Schmea sending it right back, and I think it went off Rachel Boris. Now Brzozowski will come in, as will Claire Reardon. Reardon will serve. Casey sets up shop in the middle at the net. 6-2 lead for the Flyers. Zipko dumped over by the setter. Steinmetz played to the net. We've got a whistle and a violation on Piers. Into the net. 7-2. I think it was Hopkins. Rachel Boris will serve. Junior outside hitter to Reardon. Nice feed. Near side, Kylie Porter, but blocked back off Kylie. That was Dorn rejecting the hit. 8-2 lead for Little Falls, trying to move ahead in the match. Here's the serve. Oh, and that ricochets off of Stuckmeyer. 9-2 service winner. At the line again, Rachel Boris. That time Kelsey played it up, but too far. Dorn tipped it down. 9-2. No, they're going to say Dorn came over. It should be 8-3. I think. They ruled that Dorn came over the net. Here's Kylie Porter serving. Autumn Zipko passes up to Steinmetz, sends it across, and a short hit there into the net by Tara Motschke. 9-4 Flyers. Now Stuckmeyer will replace Jordan Jansen. Kylie Porter serving down 5, and that didn't get over. 10-4 Flyers. After tonight, the next action for Little Falls will be tomorrow night. They'll make the trip down to Zimmerman for Granite Ridge action. Piers heads south to Maple Lake. Reardon sends a serve wide. off the serve of Nearing. So Claire not able to play it in the back row, and it's an 11-4 lead. Another good serve, this time a good receive by Claire. In the middle, Bershawski tips it. Dug out by Fragine in the front. Knocked over to Stuckmeyer. Now Kylie Porter sends it over for Jade Porter. Whacks at it. Blocked but played up front by Steinmetz. In the middle for Dorn. Blocked by Jade Porter. Back for Fragine, lefty. Kylie Porter was there. Jade now, and she's going to be called for a lift. 12-4. Fragine gets the point. Nearing serving at 12-4 Little Falls. To Stuckmeyer, up to the net where Kylie Porter wants Bershawski. Tipped across, played. Fragine, left tee, that should have been a tip. I think that was tipped by the Pioneers, it was. And a timeout for Piers. Little Falls has raced to a 13-4 lead in game three.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Pioneer football team ranked number one again this week as the rankings released tonight. They were the unanimous number one ranked team this week. Albany dropped down to a tie for third in Class 3A, tied with Tri-City United. Dilworth, Glendon, Felton moved up to number two. Piers has this week off in playoff action. They'll play next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow night, in their semifinal. Pioneers will get it across, tipped over. Bershawski knocks it across. Now Steinmetz, Fragine, knocked back by Jade Porter. Dorn knocks it over and in. Melanie Dorn down the middle again, 14-4, Little Falls with a game three lead. This match is tied at a game apiece. Steinmetz, that goes long. Excuse me, that's Nearing. Now Hannah Call will replace Jade Porter. 14-5, Little Falls with the game three lead. Piers won the opener. Little Falls took game two. Hannah serve. Back row. Up to the net. Steinmetz for Dorn. Now Porter. Here's Stuckmeyer off a tip. And that is played. They are not going to get this over, I don't think. Nope, didn't. From about 8 feet past the service line, they got it to the net, but not over. As Casey Steinmetz gave it a good effort, but just short. 14-6 now. Call will serve again. Hannah. Back row for Boris. Dorn for Fragine. Down the line and good. And Fragine is starting to find the range here. Her sixth kill. Dorn's got 11 to lead the Flyers and everybody. And Dorn serving at a 15-6 lead. Low and didn't get it over. 15-7, side out coming to the Pioneers. It'll be Jordan Jansen and Cassie Schmea coming back in. Claire Reardon, Casey Bershawski to leave. Here's the serve. Floats across. Boris up for Dorn. In the middle for Berg. She played it outside the antenna. Not Berg's fault. The pass from Dorn came outside. Not much that Sydney Berg could do. 15-8 now. Another serve for Jordan Jansen. Back row deep to Nearing. Dorn will give Berg another feed, and she drills this one off the middle block. 16-8 Flyers. Side out serve coming for Tara Motschke. Motschke ready. Pioneers had a game point situation in game two that would have put them up 2-0. Flyers able to rally and win game two. As the Flyers now play it on their side. Boris across for Stuckmeyer. Middle for Kylie Porter. Back for Stuckmeyer wide. 17-8 Little Falls. They're pulling away here in game three. Service again for Little Falls is Tara Motschke. for Stuckmeyer. Back row. Feeds it up front. Kylie Porter, and Stuckmeyer plays it up now for Dorn. Here's Fragin. Blocked off the net. Stuckmeyer hammers it home on the return. Kelsey finishes that one 17-9. And Brianna Hopkins drops back to serve. Pioneers are down 8. Here's Hopkins serve. Knuckles back. Played up to the net. Dorn in the middle for Burr. Rejected by Stuckmeyer. 17-10. Ace block for Kelsey. Hopkins to serve again. Here's Brianna Hopkins. Sends that one short, and that is an ace. They got a couple of flyers to get a piece of it, but it was pinballing around, and Karma Johnson will take a timeout to try and stop the momentum. Little Falls 17, Piers 11 in Game 3.
When things aren't made well, you find out sooner or later. It's like that with a wireless network, too. So if having your devices run on a reliable network matters to you, head to Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon-authorized wireless retailer. Get the iPad Air 2 for no money down for qualified customers. It comes equipped with a 9.7-inch Retina display and up to 10 hours battery life. Stop by Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon-authorized wireless retailer, located on the east side of Little Falls, and join the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Better matters.
New device payment activation required, subject to VCW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. See VCW.com.
We are in Game 3, tied at a game apiece. Little Falls leading Piers 17-11 here in Game 3. Little Falls and Piers have each used a timeout. Each coach has one left. I should say coaches for Piers, as Lisa Klein and her husband Brian welcomed in a new baby boy Friday, so coaches Andries and Swanson handling the coaching duties tonight. Here's Fragin off a set from Dorn, and she nailed it. 18-11 for the Flyers, and now Laura Fragin is up in the rotation to serve. Serving at 18-11 for Laura Fragin to Jordan Jansen. Passes for Hopkins in the middle here. Schmea blocked back. Played, nope, it dropped. Hopkins got a piece of it. I thought it would hang up and give Jordan Jansen an opportunity, but just out of Jordan's reach. So it's 19-11 Flyers. Back-to-back points coming out of the timeout now for Little Falls. Here's Fragin again. Down the side to Hannah Call. Up front, Hopkins for Stuckmeyer. Deep and long. 20-11 Little Falls. Fragin again to serve. Laura throws the ball high. Back row. Stuckmeyer sends it back and into the entryway. Right to Mom. Ruth handling control duties there. 21-11 and a timeout on the court. Piers uses their last timeout. It's a 10-point Flyer lead, closing in on a Game 3 win.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Nearing the end of Game 3, Little Falls seemingly has this one in control, and Pioneers might be on the verge of having a must-win game coming up now. It's 21-11. Flyers lead Game 3. The match is tied a game apiece. Piers out of timeouts. Little Falls has one remaining. And the serve coming. Into the net. Fragin low. That's one back for Piers as Fragin now sits, and Autumn Zupko, the libero, checks in for Little Falls. Into the front row comes Jade Porter for Hannah Call. 21-12, Stuckmeyer, and she gives it right back with an errant serve of her own. 22-12. Steinmetz will come in for Berg, and she'll serve. 22-12, Little Falls leading Game 3. And that's low. Three consecutive serves into the net. But the Pioneers can ill afford to be trading points at this point of the match. 22-13 with Reardon in to serve. Claire's serve. Got it over. Up to the net. This is Boris for Dorn. Played by Hopkins. Kylie Porter for Casey Bershovsky inside the line for the point. Casey Bershovsky. 22-14. Casey picks up her third kill of the night as Reardon serves again. Back row up now. Steinmetz for Dorn. Blocked and played by Jade Porter. From the back row, Stuckmeyer deep to the line where Zupko pushes it forward towards the net. Here's a battle at the net. Won by Bershovsky. Casey Bershovsky outdueled Melanie Dorn up front that time. 22-15. Reardon again. Up to the net comes Steinmetz for Dorn. Punches it across and in. Melanie Dorn makes it 23-15 Flyers. And a serve is Rachel Boris. Here's the Boris serve. Jade Porter free balls it over. Flyers are going to have an opportunity for Dorn in the middle and dumps it right down the middle. Boy, the Pioneers have had no answer for that. And it's game point, Little Falls, 24-15. Here's the game point serve for Rachel Boris to Jade Porter. Bershovsky and now Stuckmeyer free ball across, and Little Falls will set it up for the win. But they can't get it over. Steinmetz hit it into the net. 24-16, but the Pioneers are looking at 8 game points serving at them, or staring at them as Kylie Porter serves. Played to the net. This is Steinmetz for Dorn for the finisher. Tip. Porter played it. Now back row Reardon. Knocks it deep to Boris. Over for Steinmetz. Again, a chance for Dorn. Jade Porter there. Free ball at the net for Dorn. And down. Game Flyers. A 25-16 Game 3 victory. We head to Game 4, and it's must-win time now for the Pioneers as the Flyers look to break a 14-match losing streak.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Hey Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen
Printing. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6451.
When you think landscaping or lawn service, think Scotty's Log and Landscape. When the focus is on landscaping, Scott and his team perform anything from mulching, planting various shrubs and trees, installing paver sidewalks, building rock and retaining walls, and much more.
Scott has a vision for each and every project he pursues, and it gives him the ability to take the customer's ideas along with his own and bring them to life. Scott and his team provide a number of different lawn services, including routine lawn mowing, trimming, shrub and flower cleanup, cleaning of all sidewalks, and commercial and residential lawn spraying. When you choose Scotty's Log and Landscape, you can come to expect the quality service that you deserve. Their goal as a company is to perform and accomplish each job that far exceeds the customer's expectations. Contact Scotty's Log and Landscape today at 320-260-2042 or see their website at scottysloganlandscape.com or like them on Facebook. That's Scotty's Log and Landscape.
Well, this matchup went five games last year. Little Falls winning 3-2. Flyers have taken a 2-1 lead tonight after dropping the opener and then winning two straight. And they've got the serve in the hands of Laura Fregeen to start game four. And here we go. Fregeen to Stuckmeyer. Up ahead for Porter. Back for Kylie. Or back for Stuckmeyer. Up front, Dorn. Sets it for Boris, low and in the net, 1-0 Piers as Rachel Boris mishits it. And now Autumn Zupko will come in for Fregeen. You know, this is a non-conference match, but it has subsection implications. Both these teams in tournament play right around the corner. Here's Berg off the block and out, 1-1. Drilled it off Cassie Schmea's block. And the Flyers will serve with Casey Steinmetz. Hannah Call, Jordan Jansen, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Brianna Hopkins, Cassie Schmea, and Kylie Porter on the court. Rachel Boris, Autumn Zupko, Casey Steinmetz, Melanie Dorn. Here's Schmea hitting it off Steinmetz, and it'll go into the Flyer bench. 2-1, Pioneers. Boris, Steinmetz, nearing. Dorn, Motschke, and Zupko for Little Falls, and now Jade Porter comes in for Call. Stuckmeyer serving. Kelsey for nearing. Now Steinmetz wants Dorn far post, and she nailed it. 2-2, Melanie Dorn with her 15th kill of the night. Serving for Rachel Boris. 2-2. And it's to Jansen, free ball at the net, Dorn finish. Boy, you could see that one coming down the tracks. Dorn with another one. 3-2 Flyers. 16 kills for Melanie Dorn tonight. Boris to Jordan Jansen. Here's Jade Porter, blocked up front, back to the Pier side where Kylie Porter plays it over for Schmea. Schmea knocks it across. Steinmetz for Dorn from the 10-foot line, but in the net. Somebody for the Flyers. Nearing. So it's 3-3 in the side-out serve to Piers. Piers must win this game to force a fifth. Reardon in to serve. Brzozowski back in as well. Schmea and Jansen out. Zupko back roll for Boris. Now from the far side. Good dig by Stuckmeyer off an attempt by Motschke. Jade Porter blocked. Jade gets it again. Reardon. And now Stuckmeyer from the 10-foot line. Up to the net. Nearing in the middle for Dorn. Block and played by the Pioneers with Brzozowski directing a tip off of Steinmetz for the point. Casey Brzozowski gives Piers the 4-3 lead in game three. Service for Claire Reardon. Reardon back for Autumn Zupko. Steinmetz for Dorn. And again, nobody home as Dorn just drops it between defenders. 4-4. Fregeen in for Zupko. Here's the serve played to Jade Porter. To the net, Kylie Porter off the block. It's going to go towards the crowd, but played in. Fregeen with a tip. Jade Porter keeps it alive. And knocked over. No, it didn't get over. Kylie Porter and Casey Brzozowski both went to make a play, and neither one got it. 5-4, Little Falls. Serving is Robin Nearing to Stuckmeyer. Up to the net, Hopkins in the middle for Brzozowski. Off a block, play there by Boris. Tip by Dorn, and that's another winner for Melanie Dorn. 6-4, Little Falls. At the service line, Nearing. Robin Nearing plays it to Claire Reardon, up for Hopkins. Far side tip by Kylie Porter. And there's a point for Kylie on a tip. 6-5. Pioneers within one, and Kylie will serve for the tie. Here's Porter, the sophomore, and that's an ace. Dropped it right in front of Robin Nearing in the middle back spot to tie the match 6-6. Zupko will come in for Nearing now. Now serving for the lead is Kylie Porter. For Dorn, good pass up front, tipped across Stuckmeyer. They were ready for it that time. Porter back sets for Hopkins off the block and played up to the net. They won't get it over as the Pioneers, Bree Hopkins with the point. 7-6 Piers. Porter now serving again with a 1-point lead. This game will go to 25 if needed extra points. Morris, back roll for Stymus. Fragin from the 10-foot line. Porter plays it. Jade, and then she and Stuckmeyer collided. Jade backed up. Kelsey was coming forward, and they collide, and Jade could get little to nothing on the return, and it's 7-7. Service now for Melanie Dorn. Across to Jade Porter, and at the net, tip right to Bergen down. 8-7 Flyers. Service again for Dorn. 8-7 lead now as this game playing pretty close. Last game, Little Falls got out to a big lead and Pioneers could never catch up. Fragin sets it across. This is blocked by the Pioneers' Hopkins to Reardon and Jade Porter on a free ball over. Zupko now feeds Dorn. Tip Fragin. Stuckmeyer knocks it up. Here is Jade Porter off a block. Played off for Morris. Now it's knocked at the net by Motschke and over and down by the Pioneers, Brzozowski. 8-8. Call in. Jade Porter out. Hannah Call comes in to serve. 8-8 in game number four. Call, good serve, but an excellent return by Zupko in the middle for Gein. Tips. Call got to it but couldn't elevate it. It goes off the bottom of the net. Flyers up 9-8 again. Serving for Little Falls is Tara Motschke. Right-hander Motschke to Stuckmeyer off Brzozowski, and that's called a double hit. Lift 10-8 in favor of the Flyers. Don't want the other team to get too far ahead here, especially when you're sitting in a 2-1 deficit. Here's Reardon off the back row, feed up front. Jade Porter for Stuckmeyer, cross court, dig. Motschke dug it out, and now Dorn will send it back across. Reardon plays it up for Kylie Porter, off for Hopkins, blocked and played by Morris. Blocked again by Berg up front for the ace block. Sydney Berg has made it 11-8. A 3-point Flyer lead in what could be a game four decisive win for Little Falls. Low and in the net. 11-9. The serve will come back to the Pioneers as Schmea and Jansen return. Reardon will leave, as will Brzozowski. Service up for Morris. Now Dorn tips it across. Call that time ready. Now a tip by Schmea off a block, and there's a winner for Cassie Schmea, and it's an 11-10 game. Piers within a point. Jordan Jansen serving. Here's the serve to Zupko. Dorn from behind the line. Fragin rips it, but Kylie Porter played it, and it won't get over there as Jansen's free ball went into the crowd. 12-10 Flyers. Fragin serving for Little Falls. Two of the last three matches have gone five games between these two squads. Here's the serve. Fragin, that's low in the net. 12-11 now. It'll be Brianna Hopkins to serve. Pioneers are down one. Hopkins knocks it across for the Flyers, Mochke running up and hitting it. Berg got it over to Call. Hopkins back to Stuckmeyer. Back roll for Zupko. And Dorn races over, got to it. Nearing is blocked up front. Plays it back up in the air. Pushed across to Stuckmeyer. To the middle for Schmea. Schmea rips it off Dorn for the point. And Cassie Schmea ties it up at 12 in game four. Hopkins now for the lead. Played by Boris for Dorn, off for Nearing. Jansen able to dig. Hopkins feeds Jordan Jansen coming up to Dorn. Melanie for Boris in the middle. Berg takes a whack and delivers. Sydney Berg. Flyers are back in front, 13-12. Berg's had a good night with her eighth kill. She's replaced now in a service rotation by Casey Steinmetz. Steinmetz to Jansen. Hopkins near side. This is Kylie Porter to back row where Zupko was ready. Steinmetz. This will be free balled over by Nearing off a tip and down. Nearing gets the point. 14-12, Little Falls. Both coaches have all their timeouts left. Another serve for Casey Steinmetz to Jordan Jansen. Up to the net, Hopkins, and now Stuckmeyer. Free ball down the line, played there by Mochke. Here's Dorn to the middle. Call plays it. Now Stuckmeyer, blocked, played again by Hannah. In the middle, Stuckmeyer tipped and down. That is a winner for Dorn. 15-12 Flyers as Dorn able to get up and deny Stuckmeyer's tip attempt. Serving again is Steinmetz. Deep to Jansen, up to the net. Hopkins feeds Cassie Schmea. Zupko able to play it. Now Dorn will knock it across to Call. Up now comes Stuckmeyer from Hopkins. Good dig in the back row by the Flyers. Call now plays it. Here's Hopkins, back set for Kylie Porter tip. Ready there was Mochke. And free balled over by the Flyers. That was Dorn. Now Hopkins in the middle. Schmea, that is wide. 16-12, Little Falls. The play of that series, though, was Mochke's one-handed dig in the back row. Here's the serve again for Steinmetz. Played to Jansen. Hopkins, near side. Kylie Porter blocked. Kylie got it back up in the air for Call. Far side, Hopkins off the antenna. 17-12, timeout coming for the Pioneers.
Hi, this is Steve, owner at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls. By now, you probably know that we are your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer. But I want you to know we are so much more. We offer an array of services, including Dish Network sales and service. We have a full line of LG TVs that we not only sell, but we also deliver and set up. We can set up your whole home with an audio system, and we also offer monitored security. If you haven't shopped us in a while, I'm inviting you to stop in and check out all that we have to offer at Design Electronics.
Pioneers use their first timeout. Little Falls has built a five-point lead, 17-12 in game four. Flyers win. This match is over. Pioneers rally and win. We'll go to a fifth game. It's been a nice little service run for Casey Steinmetz here. Flyers are back out on the court, and now the Pioneers break their huddle. They're in the court to my right. Flyers serving left to right. Steinmetz. Now ready to serve. And there's the whistle. 17-12, Little Falls. Steinmetz serve. And that's a winner. Call and Jansen miscommunicate. 18-12. Steinmetz again. Six straight points for the Flyers. Low. That breaks his run. 18-13. It went into the net. Jade Porter comes in for Hannah Call. Kelsey Stuckmeyer to serve. Stuckmeyer, Jansen, Hopkins, Kylie and Jade Porter, and Cassie Schmea. Play it up and kept alive by Little Falls. Good effort. Now the Pioneers can't play it. 19-13. Good play up front by Robin Nearing. 6-point lead again, and at the line to serve is Rachel Boris. Boris to Stuckmeyer. Up to the net, punched across by Hopkins. Played there by Steinmetz. Nearing, and it's played by Boris over to Jansen. Jansen passes to the net in the middle. Big hit by Cassie Schmea. No doubt about that one. 19-14. Now Reardon in. Schmea and Jansen out. Brzozowski returns as well. 5-point Flyer lead as Reardon needs to put together a service run here. Got that one over to Morris. Up to the net, Steinmetz, cross court, denied by Kylie Porter, whacked by Dorn, played by Hopkins. Kylie Porter now, somebody better run up and get it, and it's Stuckmeyer. Zupko to the net for Steinmetz. Dorn will whack, blocked up front by Brzozowski in the net. Brzozowski in the net, 20-14 Flyers. Flyers getting closer to snapping a 14-match losing streak. Nearing. Good serve, Reardon. They'll have one hit to get it over, and Jade Porter does. Miss hit there by the Flyers. They've got one hit over, and Dorn sends it back. Reardon for Hopkins. Jade Porter now inside the 10-foot line. Good play by Boris. Now from the line, Steinmetz, and Brzozowski somehow got that over. She just put a fist down and flipped it up from below her waist, and somehow it got over the net and dropped. 20-15. Kylie Porter serving down five to Zupko. Up to the net, Steinmetz. Here comes Dorn. Dorn to Reardon. Claire keeps it alive for Kylie Porter, and Claire back. Up front, Dorn plays it for Steinmetz. Pushes it across for Motschke. That's long. Motschke's hit. Flyers want a tip, and they get the call. Line judge Rachel Prisbilla says it was tipped up front. 21-15 Flyers. Berg in, and Steinmetz out. Dorn to serve. Melanie Dorn to Reardon. Now it's Kylie Porter for Jade Porter on a back set. Zupko passes to the net where Dorn will give Berg a shot. Berg to Reardon in the back line. Here's Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer played by Motschke. Fragin over and down. Laura Fragin makes it 22-15 Little Falls. Dorn again to serve. And a timeout, Pioneers, their final. 22-15, Little Falls.
A great place to gather before, during, or after the game is the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Tuesdays are Taco Tuesday. $1 tacos, dine-in only, starting at 5 p.m. Thursday night, it's Spaghetti Night. And there are delicious daily lunch specials throughout the week. The Brickyard features a fabulous full menu to satisfy anyone's taste and hunger. With a few days of nice weather still ahead, take the opportunity to enjoy the outdoors on their new beautiful patio. You can watch TV indoor and outdoors. And the holiday season will be upon us soon, and the Brickyard's Banquet Hall is the perfect place to host your holiday gathering. Contact the Brickyard at 468-6250 to make your holiday reservations. The Brickyard says, go Pioneers!
Little Falls leading 22-15 in game four. Melanie Dorn serving to Reardon. Reardon up to the net for Kylie Porter. Over for Hopkins. Low, 23-15. Flyers 2 points away. Melanie Dorn will serve again at 23-15. Dorn to Stuckmeyer to the net for Kylie Porter in the middle. Brzozowski off a block and down. Brzozowski gets the serve back for the Pioneers. 23-16. It'll be Hannah Call's turn to serve. She comes in replacing Jade Porter. 23-15, very little margin for error for the Pioneers. Now Zupko up for Dorn. Berg with a big attack, blocked up front by the Pioneers. Fragin keeps it alive. Zupko will free ball it over. Brzozowski for Porter, back for Casey. Tips, and that is good. Inside the line for Casey Brzozowski. 23-17. Reardon are called to serve again, and Little Falls will use the timeout there first. They've got one left as well.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Pierce, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
23-17, Little Falls. Hannah Call serving for Pierce. And whistle, Zupko. The horn went off. Fregeen on a tip, and that's match point Flyers. Ace tip, Laura Fregeen has made it 24-17. They've only got a 23 on the board. It should be 24. Service across to Call in front of the student section. Hopkins over, now tipped. Here comes a hit from the far side, played by Call in the back row. Kylie Porter for Reardon, deep, and the Flyers have broken a 14-match losing streak with the win. 25-17 is the final in game number 4. Little Falls wins 3-1.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers! Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Little Falls defeats Pierce 3-1 tonight to snap a 14-match losing streak. Pierce won the opener 25-17. They had a game point in game two, but the Flyers able to hold on, rally, and win in extra points 27-25 to tie the match at 1-1. And then the Flyers would win games 3 and 4 pretty much in the same fashion, 25-16 and 25-17. So the Flyers improve now to 3-16 overall. They'll head to Zimmerman in Granite Ridge Conference play tomorrow. For the Pioneers, they're now 9-12. They're in action tomorrow as well. Central Minnesota Conference play, they go to Maple Lake. You'll hear that one right here on You Are There Sports about 7:15 tomorrow night. Pioneer tennis team has subsection individual play tomorrow. It was supposed to be today, but the raw fall-like weather showed up and they pushed it back to tomorrow. The seedings take place at 8:30. Play will start tomorrow in Mora at 9 o'clock. That's the individual tournament. The team lost out at Pequot Lakes last Friday, so the team portion of the Pioneer tennis season is done. It's now individuals tomorrow at Mora. Again, a 3-1 victory for the Flyers as they rally to defeat the Pioneers on their home court tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. Maple Lake is where we'll be as the Pioneers play a very strong Irish team from the home of the Maple Lake Irish right here. Your home for Pioneer Sports is You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Pierce Pioneer Sports is brought to you by RE/MAX Central with Dave Fisher, your agent. Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer in Little Falls. The Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply. The Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop. Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency. Also brought to you by Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Serbacco, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.